everyone! Another episode of Vibing with Danielle so that I can air out all the grievances, educate you people out there on how to be better, awesome humans, and just have some fun in the process. Okay, we're rocking the Bucks jersey. Alright, it is a Brady jersey. Well, long gone is the era of Brady in Tampa Bay. Bye-bye salary cap. Bye-bye paying Brady to sit around and do nothing for the Buccaneers. All right, thank you for your championship. I will always appreciate that. Never been a Brady fan, but lo and behold, someone bought this for me and knew I would wear it. So suck it up, buttercup. I'm wearing a Brady jersey because it's the Buccaneers.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I told you, if you send me a jersey, I will wear it. Whether I like the team or not, I will support you and your endeavors, and I appreciate gifts. Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye, Brady. Can we make a deal, everybody? Can we get Baker Mayfield? It is projected he is planning on a $100 million contract contingent. All right, people, contingent on him being able to work with Evans. They gelled, they meshed from the get-go. It was love at first catch, as I have been told. Why not bring them both back? You got Winfield Jr., Bucks. Do you guys want to contend and reach back for another chance to go to the Super Bowl? Yes or no? Be stupid and let Trask lead your team. Okay, granted, I am a big, giant Gators fan. Have been since college. Actually, probably a little before college. Obviously, high school. I started with the 96 Sugar Bowl Championship, Florida State. I will forever hate Florida State. It just is what it is. It is what it is. Go Gators, all right? So, Trask, awesome. You came from Florida. That's all I got for you. All right, that's all I got for you. I want Baker back. I want Evans back. I want Winfield Jr. back. I don't want Bowles back. All right, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Tampa, can you deliver the team to take us to the next Super Bowl championship? We have a lot going on in the NFL. There are shakeups. There are free agents. Saquon Barkley, where are you going to end up? Giants are stupid. It's just stupid. You have been for years. You're looking at quarterbacks at the combine. All right, I don't like the Giants. Daniel Jones, you are no personality. But you know what? You got some decent stats. I mean, people have looked it up. You have probably some pretty good stats for the Giants. Just saying. You need a line. I understand it. You can't stop yourself from being sacked if you don't have a line to prevent those guys. Am I right? I'm right. We'll see what happens. The combine is exciting. Let's see these young guys. You got Penix Jr. You've got McCarthy. You've got a lot of people out there that are looking for quarterbacks. Let's just see what happens. I mean, obviously, some of these new guys have not panned out, you know, as these franchise quarterbacks. Then you got guys in Houston. Stroud, keep it going. I mean, next year I think it's going to be really, really exciting in the NFL to see the shakeups, to see what happens. To see the changes in coaches, of so many coaching changes that have transpired over the offseason. Let's see what happens. Just saying. All right. Dallas, you got one more year of McCarthy. Can you take it all the way? Yeah, we'll find out. Maybe next week I'll wear a Romo jersey. You never know. All right. Well, we'll have fun with that. We'll see what I feel like in the mood at the moment. What else do I feel like in the mood in the moment? Well, I had a lot of fun last night. I tell you, that was probably the best Saturday night I've had in a very long time. You'll appreciate everything that went into last night in a very short period to come. So stay tuned on my OF channel. Oh, yes. Danielle got busy last night. So we'll have fun with that coming up. But it does bring me to a point where commitment plays a huge factor in everything we do. Commitment to our jobs, commitment to our families, commitment to our spouses, commitment to our boyfriends, girlfriends, our friends, commitment to creating content, let's say, for instance. If you know that you've been selected to participate in an activity, all right, you've been weeded out by hundreds of different applicants, so to speak, and you know the day, the time, the location well ahead of time, and at the very last moment, when you've already confirmed 2 hours prior to showing up, it's like going to a job interview. If you have been selected from thousands of applicants and you have put in your time, you know where you're going, and they confirmed with you the day before, maybe a few hours before, and you commit to being there because this is the job you have always wanted. This is your dream job. And at the 11th hour, you say, oh, I didn't realize I can't get a direct flight. Oh, there's no direct path to get to where I need to go. I'm sorry. How long have you had time to prepare? Weeks, days, multiple hours committing and confirming. All of a sudden not realize how long it was going to take you, or you might have to go one extra step to get there, to have everything you've ever wanted. I have no words. Do you have any words?
No words.
No words. That is the lamest excuse under the sun. I didn't realize how long it would take me. Poor planning, poor execution. You are now forever blackballed. You will never get another opportunity to have everything you ever wanted.
Those are those 5 P's. Proper planning prevents piss-poor performance.
Piss-poor performance, yeah. 5 P's, guys. 5 P's. And women, you set out your profile. The most attractive man writes you back. You are giddy. You are excited. He says, meet me at XYZ Bar at 7 p.m. on a Saturday night. And you're spending so much time prepping and planning your outfit, your makeup, your hair, your spray tan, your self-tan, whatever it might be. And you don't plan accordingly for how long it might take you to meet him? Well, he's going to say bye-bye, and you're SOL. Back to the drawing board to filter out millions of losers when you could have had everything you wanted. Some call it self-sabotage. It's a real thing. Are you this close to getting everything you want, but find some way to piss it all away? Most likely, that's the exact thing that's happening. You don't want to take that extra step because, you know what? The fear of the unknown is real, right? We revert back to dysfunctional habits and patterns because it's what we know. But is it what we want? No, right? Is it what you want? Right? No. You want more, but you don't know how to have more, so you prevent yourself from having everything that you want because there's safety in dysfunction, because you understand it. You can get yourself through dysfunction, but you'll never get to the other side. You'll never see if the grass is greener on the other side of the street because you don't let yourself get there. So guys, do yourself a favor. If you say you want something, take the extra time to plan it all out. And at the 11th hour, fucking show up. All right? If you've committed, then commit. If you're a bitch-ass loser, well, then say it. I have enough guts to say, you know what? Thank you for the opportunity, but at this time, I decline. Have some balls. There are no men out there that have balls. Am I right?
I have balls.
You have balls. And guess what? What do you get at the end of the night?
Hottest chick.
Yes, you do. You get to take home the woman you want all day, every day, because you have balls. Stop being losers. Stop putting the image out there that you are going to show up. If you never have any intention of showing up, own it. As I said last week, own your decisions because people will respect you for them, whether you agree with them or not, but you won't be put into that loser category of wasting time. Women, it goes the same for you. You know, someone had the comment of, the woe is me complex, as I call it. Stereotypes, right? You want to put yourself in a stereotypical demographic. Well, you have every opportunity to change that. You know, women, the same goes for you. If you want to be the stereotypical money-hungry, older-seeking, you know, men because you think that they'll take care of you and you're disappointed in their performance in the bedroom, what did you expect from a 50 to 60-year-old that may or may not take care of themselves? Don't be the statistic. Don't become part of that whatever, you know, loser mentality of being labeled. There are no labels except the labels we put on ourselves. Whether you want to get into a different profession, whether you want to date a certain type of woman or man, but you feel that you are labeled because of your age, your demographic, your socioeconomic status, let it all go. There is nothing standing in your way from having everything that you want but you. Food for thought. What is it that you truly desire, and what are you willing to do to get it? I'm going to leave you with that because I have seen it. I have heard it 1,000 times and then some, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Over and over and over, and it's obnoxious. Don't give me the pity parties of, oh, I can't have X, Y, and Z because I'm A, B, and C. That's so fucking stupid. When we all have the same abilities to change our actions and own the things that we do and do not do. Don't be the statistic of a loser mentality. Change your mindset, change your outcome. I'll see you next week.